们早上祷告之前，我们一起来分享圣经的内容。
Before we pray in the morning, we will first discuss some biblical teachings.
每一个来到神面前祷告的人。
Everyone who comes before God to pray.
我们都盼望我们的声音能够被神听见。
We hope that our voices can be heard by God.
借这样来蒙神的恩典。
So that we can receive the blessings of God.
所以我们一向都期盼神来感动我们。
So we are hoping that God will touch us.
只是我们发现在圣经里面许多被神纪念的案例。
And we have seen many people who were remembered by God when they were ordained by him.
他们的祷告之所以被神垂听，被神成就。
And their prayers were listened by God and fulfilled by God.
是因为祈求者的祷告感动了神。
And this was because their prayer touched God.
所以我们在这短短的时间之内就来思考什么样的祷告能够感动神呢？
And in this short amount of time, we will study what type of prayer will be able to move God.
有时候这比求神感动我们更重要啊。
And sometimes this is more important than asking God to touch us ourselves.
我们先来看创世纪十九章的二十九节。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 19, verse 29.
二十九章，十九章的二十九节。
Chapter 19, verse 29.
当神毁灭平原诸城的时候，他纪念亚伯拉罕，正在倾覆罗德所住之城的时候，就打发罗德从倾覆之中出来。Amen.
Verse 29, and it came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow when he overthrew the cities in which Lot had dwelt.
大家看这一节其实是很可怕的一个经节。
So this verse is actually a very frightening verse.
这两天，昨天我刚好看到一个新闻，在地球某个地方有人在攻击基督徒，又死了500多人死伤，有没有？
Yesterday, I was watching the news, and in some place on in the world, there were people attacking Christians, and about 500 people died.
因为这件事离我们很远，我们的感受就不深。
And because this event happened far away from us, we may not feel something very strong.
如果这件事是发生在旧金山市里面，你可能就很怕了。
But if this occurred in the city of San Francisco, then you must be very afraid.
如果我还发生在 Pacifica 这里，我看今天啊，大家祷告会非常迫切哦。
Or if it happened in Pacifica here, then everyone would pray very fervently.
大家要知道这二十九节这个经节啊，是关于几十万人的死亡，很可怕的。
In verse 29, it is mentioning the death of 100,000 people.
可是在这么可怕这一集二十九节的经文里面，神毁灭、神倾覆当中，中间插了几个字，有没有？
But in the midst of God's destruction, there was a few words that were different.
他纪念亚伯拉罕。
God remembered Abraham.
在神行公义的时候，可见啊。神行公义不是被愤怒给吞灭的那种状态，不像人一样啊。
And so when God was executing his justice, he wasn't overwhelmed by anger like men.
我们人在做这种事的时候，可能是一种很情绪化的，可见神不是，他同时在纪念完全另外一个相反的事件记载在这里，要感受一下。
God did something very different from what we normally do when we execute our own judgment.
在纪念亚伯拉罕。
He remembered Abraham.
他当然不是在纪念亚伯拉罕的恶啊。
Of course, he was not remembering the evil of Abraham.
这一个神迹啊，原本跟亚伯拉罕和他的家人是完全无关的。
This was actually completely unrelated to Abraham and his family before.
这个神迹当然不是正面，是一个可怕的神迹，毁灭。
And this miracle was not something positive. It was for destruction.
他的心中突然出现了亚伯拉罕的祷告。
And in his heart, there was all of a sudden Abraham's prayer.
所以神是因为感动而纪念。
So God was, God remembered Abraham because he was moved.
那到底亚伯拉罕做了什么呢？
And what did Abraham do?
就是亚伯拉罕在得知神即将做这件事之前。
It was before God had done all of this.
他竟然为了城中那些完全不相干的人，一而再，再而三的。
It was in order to save some of the people.
甚至他都不确定神会不会生气呀、啊。他宁愿，他甚至冒着让神生气的风险，求神能够赦免这里面的人。
Even at the risk of provoking the anger of God, Abraham continued to ask to save some of the people.
这里面的人，如果以我们华文来说，叫做素昧平生。素昧平生就是说，这辈子从来都不认识、没有见过的。
And in a Chinese saying, this would be just like something that you've never seen before.
我们这个祷告，我们可能在座很熟啊，在前面一章十八章二十二节到三十三节很长，有没有？
And we know that in the previous chapter, in chapter 18, it was a very long chapter.
他跟神祈求，如果这几十万人当中，我几万人当中有五十个义人，可不可以不要啊？
And Abraham had inquired of God if there are out of the 10,000 people, if there were at least if there are at least 50 righteous people.
那如果再降低呢？四十五个可不可以不要啊？
Then would you be able to save them? And he lowered the standards to about
45, 然后到四十、三十、二十
，and then 40, 30, and then 20,
到最后十个
，and at last 10 people.
因为亚伯拉罕根本不知道这里面有多少啊。
Because Abraham did not know how many righteous people.
这就是亚伯拉罕的恒心和他的慈心。
And this was the mercy and the persistence of Abraham.
我们在祷告里面有这种恒心的特质吗？有这种慈心的特质吗？
Do we have this type of persistence and mercy in our prayers?
这种祷告是可以感动神的。
This type of prayer can move God.
我在台湾听到一个传道的女儿，她一出生就受洗。
In Taiwan, there was a preacher's daughter who was born, who was baptized right when she was born.
这个女儿非常的听话，从小啊懂事开始就一直求圣灵，努力求圣灵。
And this daughter was very obedient from young. She kept on asking for the Holy Spirit.
一求求了快二十年都没有圣灵，你看。
And she kept asking for it, but could not receive it for 20 years.
都已经快二十岁了。
And she's almost already 20 years.
如果她不虔诚，她不努力求，那也就算了。
If she doesn't diligently ask for it, then she should just give up.
她很乖，她很认真查考圣经，她认真聚会。
She is very obedient. She diligently studies the Bible and she comes to church services.
每次祷告都是跑到第一排来，哎，别人已经开始放弃了，开始在那边懒惰了，她没有哦。
And she always sits on the front pew. And when everyone else is beginning to give up and becoming weaker, she is still strong.
这样求了近二十年没有圣灵，如果是你的话，你会不会灰心呢、啊、
？And if you were her and you had to pray like this for 20 years, wouldn't you feel discouraged?
我告诉你，她也快灰心了，人哪有？人都一样性情的、啊、
And I tell you that of course you also must have felt discouraged because this is human nature.
这样更没有办法理解，那旁边那几个比我更不认真祷告的早就都受圣灵了。
And she could not understand because the people around her who may not have prayed as fervently already received the Holy Spirit.
就有一次她好不容易带了一个大学同班同学来到教会，就是来参加福音茶会。
And there was one day when she was able to bring a classmate to church not very easily.
哇，她陪同学在那过程当中听布道。
And as she abided with her friend, she was able to listen to the evangelical service.
然后，在布道结束之前，传道邀请大家到前面来祈求圣灵。
And right before the evangelical service ended, the preacher invited everyone to come forward and pray.
结果他观察到这个同学啊，布道的时候听得好像很没有意思啊。
And she observed that her friend, when listening to the sermon, was seemed to be uninterested.
一直在打哈欠。
He or she was always yawning.
甚至快打瞌睡。
Or almost falling asleep.
哇，这个我们这个姐妹啊，心中就焦急起来了。
And so the sister was very worried.
我邀请她这么久，她好不容易来了，看起来好像没有，可能不会再来了，对不对？
I've tried so hard to invite this a classmate, and it seems like they won't be coming again.
我就拉着她一起到前面来，求圣灵求一次。
She pulled her classmate forward to pray for the Holy Spirit.
好不容易的同学心不甘情不愿的跪下来。
And this classmate very unwillingly knelt down and prayed.
有心不甘情不愿的把手合上啊。
And also very unwillingly clasped his hands together.
就像我们这个姐妹哈，她这辈子第一次到前面来跪着祷告的时候，完全忘了替自己求圣灵。
And the sister, for the first time in her life, forgot to pray for herself and the Holy Spirit.
她从小到长大，每一次都努力求圣灵，就这一次忘了，因为她心中只挂念她的同学啊。
Throughout her entire childhood, she was always praying to receive the Holy Spirit herself, but this time she was entirely praying for her classmate.
她还跪下来祷告，好认真。主耶稣，他好不容易来，你要抓住他。
And she prayed so fervently and asked God to keep her classmate here because it was very hard for her to bring her there.
主耶稣，他好像不会再来教会了，求你赐他圣灵。让他感受到你。
Jesus, it seems like this classmate won't be returning, but Jesus, please give him the Holy Spirit so that he can stay.
他出生第一次到那个时候，第一次在祷告里面完全没有讲到我跟我家人，完全没有，就是他，就是他。
This was the first time throughout her childhood when she did not pray for only herself and her family, but only for her friend.
他受圣灵。
And then she received the Holy Spirit. 那位姐妹，
二十年第一次完全不为自己祷告，只为别人拼命求别人的事情，她受圣灵。
The sister,
奇不奇妙？
For the first time in 20 years, she did not pray for herself, but only prayed for a friend, and she was able to receive the Holy Spirit.
有时候我想到这些例子，我突然在想，我要怎么勉励别人祈求圣灵？
And when I think of these examples, I ask myself how I should encourage others to ask for the Holy Spirit.
我们拼命为自己求啊，有时候会感动神，有时候不一定。
When we are so diligently trying to pray for ourselves, sometimes it is able to move God, but sometimes not.
你看这个传道女儿这个祷告，像不像亚伯拉罕祷告？
If you look at this preacher's daughter and her prayer, is it similar to Abraham's prayer?
就在那最可怕的时候，中间插了几个字：神纪念亚伯拉罕。为什么要想一想啊？
In this frightening moment, there were a few words that were different and stood out, and it was that God remembered Abraham.
我们是不是也应该为名单那些我们不太熟的、没有什么感受的名字，更迫切努力的祷告？
And isn't it so that we should also pray for a few members who we may not know of very well?
好，我们来看第二段。
And let us look at the second part.
我们请看民数记十四章的十一节。
Let us look at Numbers chapter 14, verse 11.
民数记十四章十一节。
Numbers chapter 14, verse 11.
主对摩西说：“这百姓藐视我，要到几时呢？我在他们中间行了这一切神迹，他们还不信我，要到几时呢？”十二节。
12.
我要用瘟疫击杀他们，使他们不得承受那地，叫你的后裔成为大国，比他们强盛。Amen.大家听这两节，觉得神现在心中呢是怎么样感受的
？Seeing these two verses, how do you think God is feeling currently?
又是一个很公义、可怕的时候要来临的，对不对
？There is a very a judgment that's coming.
神心中已经下了判断了。
In God's heart, there is already a judgment that was executed.
我们人不应该去论断人，神是随时可以判断人。下审判的。
Men should not judge each other because God can at any time execute His own judgment.
结果，你看，神已经做完决定，神是不轻易更改的。可是我们接下来看二十节。
And so God does not easily change His decisions, but let us look at verse 20.
二十节，主说：“我照着你的话赦免了他们。” Amen.
神，哎，神在历史上有几个时刻？下过决定之后再更改他的决定的，你从圣经里面能找出几次
？How many times in history has God made established His own decision and then changed it later on？
有没有发觉神的态度在这里180度转变，完全更改决定？有没有发觉
？God's attitude changed completely 180 degrees。
而且是，他不是说我照着我的意思更改哦，是我照着你的话。哎，天上的伟大的神。听了某个人的话，照某个人的话，哎。
And this God did not change his decision because of his own thinking, but because of the word of a man.
是谁？哎，你愿意让神照着你的话来改变心意跟计划吗？照你的话。
Are you willing to let God change his own will and plan because of your words?
这个人叫做摩西。
And this man was called Moses.
你有没有发觉神很多时候也不听摩西的
And there are also many other times when God does not listen to Moses.
所以不要误解哦，不要说哦，神都听摩西的，那你圣经一定没有读过一遍。
So do not be mistaken by thinking that God always listens to Moses' words.
神常常不听摩西的，可是在这个时候，为了他的某一个心意、某一段话，他完全更改计划。
But God does not often listen to Moses, but because of Moses' attitude this time, God changed his heart completely.
我们现在来想想摩西到底做了什么？如果我们是摩西的话。
So now let us think of what Moses exactly did, and let us put our own shoes into his shoes.
如果是我自己。
If we were ourselves.
或者是我自己最敬爱或亲爱的家人，被人藐视，被人欺负。
If our family was hurt by other people.
你看前面的经文啊，以色列百姓啊，他们对摩西很不满啊。
So the Israelite people were very unsatisfied with Moses.
有没有14章从第一节到第十节说，百姓不只向摩西发怨言。
From verses 1 to 10, not only did the Israelites complain to Moses.
甚至第十节已经鼓噪要处死摩西跟他旁边这些跟摩西相近的人啊。
They were so angry to the point that they wanted to stone Moses and the people with him.
如果我们今天哦，不是被外面的人哦，在教会里面，全教会的人都说杀死这个人，杀死这个人，你现在会怎么祷告？
If you were in church and the people within the church were determined to kill you, how would you pray?
当然了，这个只能想一想，在我们这边不会发生了。
Of course, you can only imagine this because it won't happen.
你每天到晚服侍教会，他们休息，你还在那边工作，你每天帮他们祷告，爱他们。
If you're working day to night at the church without resting and they're not always there and now you're praying for them.
就像我来传道，突然今天要上台领会的时候。来传道，为什么这几天讲那种道理？我很难过啊！我那石头打死你啊
！Just like if I come up here and speak today, and someone says, I can't stand listening to you, and I want to kill you."
只有你被神启示啊！我们大家都有圣灵啊
！And God spoke to you, and we all have the Holy Spirit.
你讲那些话都不是圣经里面的话哦。
All of these words are not from the Bible.
旁边一堆人哦，对呀、啊、对呀、啊，大家拿起石头打死他。
And then everyone's like, yes, yes. And so everyone takes a stone and wants to kill me.
我在想，我这个时候会做什么祷告
？And at this time, what? How would I pray?
而且更重要的是，不是我祷告，天上有声音下来了，告诉我怎么说。
And most importantly, when I pray, what voice comes from heaven and talks to me?
赖昌义，赖昌义，你不用管他们，我会把他们灭掉的。
Preacher Lai, don't take heed to them because I will destroy all of them.
然后从此以后，世界上得救的教会就是你跟你的家人跟你的子孙会繁衍成大教会。
And from now until the future, the church will only be made up of you and your family and your descendants.
我在想啊，我到底是会得到安慰，还是会有什么反应？
And I'm thinking to myself, would I be comforted or have some other sort of response?
你接下来读，如果时间读十三节下去，摩西的反应跟我们一般人不一样。
If you read verse 13, Moses' response was very different.
这是神应许要给摩西他的家族跟后代一个好大好大的应许，你有没有发觉？
God had,
他只要一答应事情就成了。
God had offered Moses a very great promise for him and his family, and if Moses had just said yes, it would have all been fulfilled.
不是，摩西做的祷告，我再讲明显一点哈，他是跟神说，请你不要把这个福赐给我的家人跟我，求你，我宁愿把你这个福转换成你对他们的赦免。
But Moses did not say yes. Instead, he declined the blessings for him and his family and said, "Please change the blessing for us into a forgiveness for them."
神已经做决定要赐福给你，给你所有的后代了。摩西却请神把这个祝福收回去，求你纪念这些攻击我的人，赦免他们。
God had already offered to bless Moses and his entire family, but Moses wanted to change that blessing into a forgiveness for the people who were hurting him.
大家要知道哦，这个时候耶稣基督还没有来，还没有教我们那些为仇敌代祷的道理哦，你知道吗
？And we must understand that Jesus Christ had not descended onto earth and had not given those teachings about loving your enemy and praying for them.
这个道理甚至也不是神教导他的哦。
And this teaching was not taught by God to Moses.
所以你知道神有多， 他有多受安慰吗？这是被神受到安慰的祷告啊。
So this must have been a prayer that had comforted God.
大家想一想，就是好像啦，假设你有十二个儿女。
For example, if you had 12 children.
然后其他十一个都起来欺负那一个，有没有？
And you had 12 other the 11 of the siblings gathered up and hurt and are bullying one of them.
而且攻击那一个。
And they are attacking that sibling.
甚至这十一个都到父亲的面前来说，爸爸这个人太坏了，你不要把遗产给他。
And 11 of those siblings come forward to the father and say that this one sibling is very bad and you should give them no inheritance.
这个爸爸的遗产不得了，你要假设是美国第一首富那种遗产啊。
And imagine that this father has a great inheritance.
然后这个爸爸很知道这个儿子，他突然下了一个决定，他决定要写遗嘱说，其他十一个都不能继承，我要把所有的遗产给这一个儿子。
And this father, after listening to them, decides to give all his inheritance to just one of that one child who was bullied.
我这样比喻大家比较能够感受，我把我的$500 million给其他都没有，只剩这个儿子，我就给他。
I want to give my $5 billion dollars into that one kid rather than the other 11 children.
结果这个儿子知道之后，竟然私底下来找父亲说：“爸爸，拜托不要给我，我不要。”
And let us imagine that this bullied kid comes and tells his father that I do not want this inheritance.
求你赦免那些我的弟兄姐妹们，把他们应得的都分给他们吧，我不要。
Please forgive my siblings and give them their share in the inheritance. I do not want it.
当我们还在父亲面前拼命求一些财产的时候，我们3500年前有一个我们的哥哥啊，他说他不要，他宁愿把这些都分给其他弟兄姐妹。你看这个人。
While we are currently praying so diligently for ourselves, thousands of years ago, there was a brother who had asked God to share his inheritance with his enemies.
所以这个父亲，你看，在那生气、失望跟伤心当中，他得到安慰。
So this father, in the midst of disappointment and anger, he was comforted.
他这一个至上的老王，从来不会为任何一个人更改旨意的。
This old king would not have changed his decisions based on one person.
这个时候对这个人说，我照你的话赦免他们。
But at this time, the Lord said, I have pardoned according to your word.
我不晓得在座弟兄姐妹，你们等一下跪下来，心中会毫无所求，还是也会对神充满了盼望？
I'm not sure of whether or not later when we kneel down and pray, you'll have nothing to pray about, or you have hope for God.
或许你为这件事情已经求了很久了。
Perhaps you have prayed for something for a very long time.
不晓得神成就了没有。
And I'm not sure whether God has fulfilled your requirement.
今天早上小弟跟大家分享，希望再让我们多一个思考。
And today I have made this sharing so that everyone can think about this.
你有没有想过，其实天父早就已经知道你要的是什么了，可是他为什么一直还没成就呢？
Do you know that our Heavenly Father already knows what you need, and why has He not fulfilled your requests?
我们什么样的祷告能够安慰到天上这一个神，能够感动到天上这一个神，让他为了我们更改时间跟计划呢？
What type of prayer from us can move and comfort our Heavenly Father so that He can change even His own plans just for us?
希望大家都能够有所造就了哈。
I hope that everyone can be edified.
好，我们现在就一起跪下来祷告，需要接受按手的可以到前面来。
Now we will kneel down and pray, and for those who need laying of hands, you can feel free to come forward.
也为了接下来的灵恩会跟圣礼。
And let us pray for the upcoming the ESSC and as well as the Holy Sacraments.
为了现在在进行洗礼的这些同龄。
As well as those who are at the baptism site.
为了这些我们心中所知道有需要的。
As well as those who we know are in need.
我们一起跪下祷告。
Let us pray.
好。